Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you very much for helping me do that. Tom Bork's our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, president of the of Tom Bork Consulting, TomBorkConsulting.com. I encourage you to check it out and see what he does for all of his folks. Hey, Tom, thank you again for being here. One of the things that I say about why I love being a business owner is not because of, you know, getting to work all the hours I want, weekends and all. And it's not because of all the times that I, you know, didn't know if I was going to make it the next hour because I didn't have any cash or the customers let me down or whatever. I love being a business owner because whatever comes in my door, problem or opportunity, it belongs to me. And whatever it becomes is up to me. I like that part about being a business owner. What do you think?
Absolutely, Jim. You know, it's a do-it-to-yourself philosophy, the way I look at it, when it comes to running your small business. And just as you said, there are going to be days when the cash flow is not where you want it to be, and it's going to create some stress in your life. So what are you going to do about it? That's the key. And that's just the way it works in the world. I'm sure our listeners can relate to that.
No kidding. Well, but at the same time, though, when there are problems and there are opportunities, it is up to us to take care of them. We have to be able to deal with them appropriately. We have to differentiate them, right? We have to make sure that when the problem happens, back to getting out of our own way, you know, back to delegating and all that, we got to deal with them differently and to turn them into opportunities. That's a different process. You've run into some examples about this, haven't you?
Absolutely. You know, I was working a while back with one of my clients. He had a chain of car washes, very nice car washes. And one of the car washes was on a very busy street. It's one of the busiest streets in the state of Michigan. And the problem was that when people were going to work in the morning, that was on the side of the street he was on. But, you know, he wasn't open yet, and traffic was just a wall of traffic, and that's how it was. But coming home at night, when people would want to get their car washed, it was very difficult to make a left-hand turn in his facility, let alone to come back out and make another left-hand turn and keep on going towards home. So we did some brainstorming on this, and we figured out, why don't we do this? Why don't we just open the car wash an hour earlier in the morning and call it a, quote, happy hour, right? So people on their way to work, they could stop in and get the car washed, and he had some extra promotions going at that time as well. So we did that. He started opening an hour earlier, and he had a wall of traffic coming into his car wash in the morning. And that's where he took a problem, turned it into an opportunity.
Well, he also had to look at things differently. He also had to get out of his own way because, I mean, I've seen this a lot where people, I've seen stores, I've seen businesses that were, as you say, were on the way home for a lot of people, and they close at 5 o'clock. These are retail operations. Who closes at 5 when most people are coming home at that time? You know, they're thinking, well, if I got to be stuck in traffic, I might as well be over there shopping with this company. And they close at 5 o'clock.
Right. Yeah.
You got to get out of your – another really example of getting out of your own way. If you can't get out of your own way, you can't solve these problems, can you?
Exactly. That's being myopic, where they're not looking at the real solution, the real situations it actually is.
And, you know, Tom, one of the things I want to point out, this is why you do what you do. This is why people call on you. And when I had my consulting company, this is why they called on me, is the thing that is wrong is right in front of you, like the nose on your face. But if you're, you know, if you don't look in a mirror, you can't see your own nose, right? Somebody else has to come up to you and say, hey, Did you know your nose is out of joint here? I mean, you need help. You need another pair of eyes, don't you? Fresh eyes looking at the problem and waking you up and getting you out of your own way, don't you?
Exactly. And, Jim, that's where we need to have a bit of a thick skin, because sometimes these opinions or people are going to suggest to us these recommendations or these. Yeah, we're going to go, well, wait a minute, we do this because of that. Well,
that's right. We love that. What are you talking about? You can't hurt my baby.
Yeah, and that's just where we get into trouble there.
Hey, Tom, so, I got to wrap it up. TomBorgConsulting.com is the website, folks. Hey, Tom, good job today. Will you come back?
I would love to come back, Jim.
Come back soon. Tom Borg, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Tom joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.